Grain traders and farmers are digesting and analyzing the numbers from the latest USDA grain stocks and planting intentions report. GrainBridge risk management specialist Pat Cruzy says moving forward, this information can be worked into a marketing plan.
I think what you take away from this is these numbers were pulled together surveys really from the end of February to the 1st of March. And so there is some time for some changes to be made. And I think there was a little bit of a surprise, the amount of corn acres that are projected versus the trade guess. Same with beans, a little less the bean acreage versus what trade had estimated. And so wouldn't be surprised if we see some shuffling of acres that take place. And when it's all said and done, we don't see a lot of change that takes place. Farmers tend to stick to their core rotation.
In the case of continued market volatility, Cruzy recommends farmers hold on to and be flexible with their strategy.
Get some offers out there with your local elevators, with your brokerage firm, because you're going to get busy in the fields here this spring, this summer, and that's when we're going to most likely see some more volatility, whether it's a weather rebound, a pollination scare late this summer, and as we get later into the summer, and we hope this epidemic with the coronavirus starts to phase out, if that stimulates the financial markets and the energy markets, that's going to pull everything up.
Band.